Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyants, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. I'm Susan Pinsky, and we're back. Today we have Heidi Fleiss calling in from Pahrump, Nevada. She used to be the Hollywood Madam. Now she is a macaw madam. Wait until you hear this story. We have Sloane Bella and Rebecca Fearing in the house. They are two psychic, clairvoyant, astrological experts. They're like, they can do lots of cool stuff. And so I have a guest today who happens to be rather skeptical about the whole process, and she was nice enough to call in from her car because we don't want to give any clues away.
No, don't tell me.
she's in her car, so, and she's been waiting for 30 minutes because we were running a lot late as usual. But hello, mystery guest, how are you today?
Very good.
Okay,
good. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay,
I gotta go. Go.
You're... Well, wait. Now the only thing you got were her birthday.
Yes, and that she guessed one or guessed two.
The one with 1965.
Okay, that's okay. Guess one you sent.
Oh, and really quick before we get started, I got a text back from Sloane, and this was her first comment. 65. You're either an overachiever or basically homeless. Nothing is in between. A tight Uranus. Uranus, Pluto conjunction in Virgo within 1 degree orb, intense for them. And you know what? If you were going to sum up this human being.
Okay, don't say it. Or I swear to God, don't say it. Oh my God. Okay,
all right, go.
First, I got to say this. This is not astrological, but your father's here. I feel like you should love your father, but I feel like you do and you don't. Okay, so I feel like your father's passed and I feel like it's recent. Meaning recent, within the past 5 years, I can feel him here. He's kind of looks like a nutty professor is what I want to say. This is how I feel. Do you know what I'm talking about? I have to ask you that. Okay,
yes,
he looks like a nutty professor to me. I'm sorry. I don't mean he is nutty. He's I'm seeing his face.
He looks
face.
Like
he's
a
standing,
nerd.
He's standing right like okay.
He looks like a nerdy.
Hold on. He's
professor.
Standing. You did not tell me who he was either.
No, I haven't told you anything.
She didn't tell me Jack.
I don't give a shit.
No, I see him right here. I'm going to say this to you. I have to say this to you. Okay, my heart goes out for you from him because there's an apology, but yet there's such pride in you and who you are, and especially from the other side. I know you don't feel like you did well. I know that. I know you wanted to live up to what he wanted to do. There's just such pride for you. I don't know what you've been through, but I can kind of see you. You're way too hard on yourself. This is what he's telling me. You are way too hard. The standards are too hard. And I think if he could take it back, I'm seeing you as a young girl, 4, 5, and 6. I'm seeing you right there. You're very, very sweet. You're young. And then he's kind of gone from your life, but in your life, he's not dead then. Okay. But he's turned his head. So he's focused elsewhere. This is a big mistake for him. A huge mistake. So proud of you. And you still have some more work to do. Now, this is interesting. This is coming from you, but he's showing me in my head. You have some work to do coming up, and you're finally going into a phase in your life, and I'm going to say this, where you forgive yourself. It's okay. You are forgiven. I don't know why I want to say this to you. I don't know what you've done. Did you rob a bank? No, he's not showing me what you've done. I'm like, shit. I think you're writing a book, though. She's writing a book. She's writing a book. He's showing me this book. And it's okay to speak. It's okay to speak about what happened. It's definitely okay. I'm seeing the book come through. I'm seeing people know who you are. I do feel like you're brunette. Okay, you could be anything. I'm brunette too, actually.
She's brunette.
I'm technically brunette.
You called that out. Definitely brunette.
I feel like you're brunette. Okay, this is weird. When I look...
Can I say something?
Okay, please. Yes.
Okay, let's share stuff also that's beyond my father relationship.
Okay.
Just other stuff.
Okay.
You're doing
a book. You're doing a book. You're going out... I want to say you're going out public. Okay? So you're going out public within the next 3 months. I'm seeing you differently. When I look at your eyes, it's something in the eyes I'm seeing. So those remain your... your focus, which you started to focus on about 7 months ago. Okay. So I'm seeing a direct focus on you. You've had to step away from a lot of people in the past 2.5 years. Not sure why. Well, I'm assuming because they weren't right for you, but you've had to step away from them and you're finally coming out and you're coming out in a different capacity. It's like you're helping people. The helping aspect could be considered counseling on a certain level, but it's in a different way. It's not it's not the traditional way of sitting down or like Drew does, like Dr. Drew does counseling like that. It's in a different way. So I see you completely in a different way. And then I see something on the side, which is more like product-based for you. And it's on the side, and that's by next November. So I feel like there's this brand coming through, and I would say like clothing and purses, but I don't think it's that actually, but that's what I'm seeing in my head. But I'm seeing it, but it's you.
Why are you laughing?
I'm seeing that in my head.
She's chuckling.
I know. Well, it's a brand. I want to say it's a brand, like a brand of something, a brand.
I'm laughing because no one's going to guess my stuff. I'm a kook.
Oh. Okay. What do you mean, guess your stuff?
She said no one's going to guess her stuff. She's a kook.
Okay. Well, she can be kooky. She's actually not a kook. She's just peculiar. No, but I'm seeing something that's brand I want to say brand-based or product-based that comes out in November. And that is how I'm seeing it.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I did that like 30 years ago.
You did? Are you doing it again?
Yeah. No. Okay. I'll never be in retail again. That's worse than prison.
Okay, you're right. If you have a store, I'm not sure this is a store, but I want to say product base. And I'm still going to go out on a limb and say next November. I feel like someone's going to come to you, and I feel like it's already in the works. And I feel like they're going to see you differently.
You never know what could happen, Heidi.
Maybe it's something.
But I'm open.
It's definitely you crossed a barrier right before Christmas. So I'm like, boom, crossed it. So I don't know what happened just prior to Christmas.
She made some money. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened before, but when I stepped forward on
everybody
the other side.
Everybody needs to listen to this live podcast so you can hear the whole story of this person.
Okay.
We'll tell you who it is.
Did I see who it was?
No.
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 I don't know. But that's – now ask me something you want to know about. What do you want to know about?
What do I want to know?
Yeah, what do you want to – what like what
I
is
want
your...
to know, am I ever going to be able to – can I say it? I have to give you some clues about me to say it.
Oh well, but then
okay, let her talk
clues.
First.
Okay, so we're going to bring in. Yeah, we're going to bring in another psychic first because she's going to go in a different direction. Then you'll ask questions.
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to say, you're going to be by a beachy area. It could be Florida. I don't think it's California. I don't think so, but it's definitely sea ocean water. I'm also feeling a dark haired woman. You look beautiful. Don't worry about your weight. You're good. I'm also looking at funny. She's funny as all get up, but unusual like. She said she was. I'm also feeling that I want to go back time, maybe 1976, 77. Somebody might resurface from that time, unexpected, somebody you haven't seen in years. But it'll be a pleasant conversation and really exciting. In a past life, which I talk about, you were so Italian. Oh, my God. Okay. All she was all the time. She talked and talked and talked and talked. And she was around a lot of food. But it was good. It was a good time. But I'm feeling like this is the best time of your life. This is not... in the past. I want to go past life, past, present, past, and then future. You have an amazing future. All you have to do is stay focused, keep healthy, okay? Believe in your health. Like, keep healthy, keep fit. That doesn't have to be skinny, okay? What I'm looking at is that because you have an amazing sense of humor, you're a good writer, and you are a little quirky. You make me laugh so hard, though, okay? So I hope you do something with your humor, and also your story is amazing. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling Florida. So if you haven't been there, I'm going to stay there with that. That's Florida through and through. And also, you can have the opportunity to travel abroad if that's something you want. So I see travel. I see people from the past contacting you. But I'm feeling very strongly that this life cycle. Your life isn't over. Your life is almost kind of like just beginning. So I'm excited about your future. But you know what? You have a great sense of humor and you make me laugh so hard. I wish people would know more about that.
That's true.
She's so funny. I swear to God, I just want to go. I want to laugh out loud, okay, on calling out.
We want to know more about when you figure out who it is, you're going to know.
Ms. Pinsky?
Yes.
Ms. Pinsky, can we reveal a little?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My goal in my life is I'm trying to change an injustice. And it's an injustice just as important as Cesar Chavez, Susan B. Anthony, Martin Luther King. It's an injustice to animals, though.
Okay.
And it has to do with birds being in cages. And it goes against God, goes against nature. It's fundamentally wrong.
Right. I agree. I read beads. I read birds sometimes.
And beads.
I love beads and I love birds.
Me too. So I gave up my life in Los Angeles to try and change this injustice. And every bird, I'm not trying to reintroduce them to the wild. I'm not that good. And I'm not trying to save the species. I'm trying to help every bird that's sitting in a basement, in an attic, in a back room, in a cage. And all those rescues that are sanctuaries, they call rescues or sanctuaries, they're just bird prisons. It's just cages. So I'm trying to change all this. And that's what my life is about.
Well, I'm so excited because remember when I said it wasn't really from the past, this is present now. You're going to make a difference. Use your humor, okay? But also, let's get a solution. What is your solution to teach people how to take care of these birds? Because it's very hard to understand a bird. And so they need.
This is difficult. It's not a popular subject matter.
Right.
People think if someone told me 10 years ago, if I said, where's so-and-so? They said, they're trying to help captive macaws. I would think, what a weirdo. They lost their mind. But it's once I really know about this subject now, I see the importance. And it's no less important than any other injustice, than equal rights for women or slavery. It's just as important. And I will never give up.
No, I actually think that you're driven by divine intervention, that people had forgotten a species that's ancient and old. I mean, think about parrots. They can live to a very old age. I know somebody has one.
100 years.
Yeah.
And keeping them in a cage 100 years, it's disgusting.
Right. I don't think people really realize that parrots can live such an age, and they talk and they're amazing. And so I'm on the mission with you. Whatever you need us to do or me to do, you let me know. I have a huge following also. And I think
anything in a cage, how can you put these things in cages? They have wings. I let them free. I live in Nevada, so they can be free.
Okay.
And mine fly, the ones that some are domesticated, but really, this is for the next generation of parrots. The ones that can fly, they every morning are gone exploring different neighborhoods all over the place, and then they come home later.
Right, and I think that that's amazing because people – I live where Anheuser-Busch used to have a lot of parrots. Remember that?
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens, but all those parrots were still alive and flying around where I live. And they're doing that.
Yes.
I see them.
So look, there's the birds.
Oh, look at that.
I'm showing them a picture of your birdies.
Okay. Oh my God.
I have the big ones. I have macaws because people throw them away the fastest because their beaks, they're scary. And their size, people throw them away so fast. So I'm only about macaws. When someone starts talking to me about elephants or dolphins, I'm like, no, I said macaw, cage, macaw. I don't want to hear about everything else that's suffering. Mm-hmm. The captive macaw is what I'm trying to help.
And let me tell you this. My prediction for you that you're doing a great job, that you're going to do more. You're going to do more for almost research and also for protection. You're going to go to D.C. If that's something that you want, it'll be open to, available to you. I also say your sense of humor, though, is amazing and that you can use this in a little bit to help these birds. And nobody else that I've ever met would be willing to have the macaws and let them go free and put all their life into this. So I think you're divinely guided, and I'm very proud to meet you. So thank you for helping
us.
Thank
you.
Counseling, too. The counseling people on these birds' lives.
Right.
There's the form of counseling.
And the book, maybe.
Well, there's no place in the United States for anybody to leave if they don't want their parrot. Mm-hmm. There should be a rescue or sanctuary where you can put it, where it can live out its life free, right?
Right.
Yes.
There's none.
Really?
Everywhere, none. Not one.
I think that's going to be, and I think what Sloan's talking about is the product, the branding. You must be doing something that brings in some money for this, the book, so that it kind of ties into the retail experience you had, but not retail. And I'm telling you right now, you could definitely have that sanctuary. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go out there. I think it has a gift store. and with the bags with the pictures of these birds on it. I see it as clear as day.
Okay, there.
So this is the thing. I say, this is going to happen. You're going to make your sanctuary. You're going to have a gift store.
Well, I will. I'm going to run for a government position in 2 years.
So there's your branding and your counseling people on the lives of these birds.
Yes, and the
and their freedom and the need to be taken care of when their dumb owners don't want them.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to tell you to do every kind of research you can on what the location, what would you do if you had one? Because there's a benefactor. He's a philanthropist. I can't talk either.
Philanthropist. Philanthropist. That's a big word.
Yes, and that will give you the money to be able to do this, but you have to do your research. You have to do all on the conditions that these birds would thrive in, and I'm feeling amazing.
I've spent 12 years.
Good, because I know that
12 years researching it, mm-hmm. and I'm about to.
Yeah.
I was thinking either I could do it where I live now, but maybe it's better to be closer to either Los Angeles or Las Vegas, more cosmopolitan, so people can see. It'll be more visible if I'm closer to Las Vegas or... Right now, I'm an hour from Las Vegas, and I have 100 acres, so I could do whatever I want, and I have money.
I think people will come for wherever. I don't know that you need to be more where the pollution is. The weather, you have to make sure it's not too hot, not too cold. But you're doing a great job, and the fact that you're on 100 acres, I see trees being made. I see an amazing, amazing little piece of heaven for these guys, and your products and your purses and everything that I think Sloan was seeing makes sense now to how you're going to pull this all together. But please take care of your health, because you're probably the only person, like you said, really caring about this. Other people don't even know that this is a problem. So you're going to educate. You're going to
and if they do know celebrate. It's a problem, they're worried about their weight, their who they're dating, their makeup, their purse, their mortgage. They don't have time. You know, it's a narcissistic, materialistic society. So even if people are aware of the problem, for them to be proactive is almost impossible.
Right. But, you know, we have these podcasts that have millions of viewers. And to get the word out where I'm there, I have a one, Dancing with Ghosts. I'll put it out there. And we just did a show on pets. We had little doggies on our show. And that's funny thing. I have to tell you guys, this is a true story. There was a parrot that used to call me Rita Rebecca, and she would sing opera with me. Okay. And I
was African gray.
Yes. Okay. And, yeah. But I was thinking it would be so fun to have a talking parrot on the show, mm-hmm. or any kind of parrot, but I'm like, how would I do that?
Oh my gosh, I wish we could get one of your parrots on the show. So Heidi, okay, yeah. Is there a bird on her
sorry.
Head now?
No, that's her hair.
No, yeah,
sorry. She has really good hair.
Hey. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. She's sorry, I'm yelling, but it's hard to hear. I'm so used to talking loud in my
house. Heidi, I'm so glad. You know, this is just a psychic hit. Did you have any problems with somebody who tried to stop you from doing this with your property or your houses or something, and you were able to sort of like detour them or get them to stop trying to get you to stop doing this? It wasn't now. It was, I don't know, maybe it was a little while ago.
No. My problem really, it was...
You did have somebody who stole one of your birds.
To make a difference, it does cost money.
Right.
Yeah, someone did steal one of my birds. Yes.
Yeah, there was something...
And she got served with a lawsuit.
That's what I'm finding then. I find a lawsuit, something that was somebody who tries to deter you.
This is just recent.
Oh, okay.
This was recently. I went to Los Angeles for some business for one day, and some crazy...
Uh-oh, we're losing you. Hold on a second.
But I'm...
Wait, say it again. We're losing
this
you.
This was... I'm sorry. This was recently. This was in the past 3 weeks.
So she left for LA, and then somebody
maybe
came
thought she was doing a service by taking this bird. You know, just weird. But you'll be successful in solving this. I just happened when I went in your house. I kind of felt not the birds, but I felt something lawsuit, and it wasn't because you're great to these birds. It was something else, another person I was picking up on. Okay, great. And
you're kind of right about that.
Yeah,
you're kind of right in something big like that with the lawsuit thing.
Yeah. So, but I'm also feeling very strongly that, you know, it's so funny. I have to tell you this, and I would only say this on air. You probably picked the person, and Sloan too, of course, but I don't think, Susan, you know this. Do you know what my nickname is?
No, what?
Birdie. So you're talking to Birdie.
That's
here.
Funny.
So, you know. Yeah, so that's what it's picking. I feel like you'll be successful with your lawsuit. Pay attention. Get somebody who can represent you properly, and we'll all put a word out there for you. You're doing a great job, Heidi.
Just help the birds. No more cages. That's all I care about.
Right. And I'm going to promote you on my Dancing with Ghosts, and we'll do whatever we can and get these kids, your babies, you know, in safe and protected places. Yes, absolutely. Right.
Absolutely. And remember, a bird rescue and a bird sanctuary is a bird penitentiary.
It is. I agree with you, Heidi. Totally. I mean, what you're doing is so noble.
And I love your purses. I don't think you know about them yet, but you have the most amazing photos on there. And people buy those. They would buy them. They're sort of, I can even tell you the material.
A purse with a picture of a bird on it?
They're like for like you would take to the beach or something.
Yeah, a beach bag.
Yeah, some kind
There you go, Heidi. Yeah. Your Heidi wear can have different birds on it.
It was
now.
They're bigger where you could put things, you know, not like a purse.
Do you guys
purse.
Remember when she had Heidi wear? She had a shop in Pasadena, and she sold men's boxers.
Oh.
When she
I had to. It was before I went to prison. It kept me grounded.
Hey, I think it's a good thing. Put some birds on those tidy whiteys, and it'll all be good.
So when you were talking about going back to the 70s and being by the beach,
right.
And a woman that was – I mean, were you doing that mediumship? Or
I grew up half in Hollywood and half in Santa Monica Beach. So,
oh, that was maybe what it is. I couldn't tell, but every time I looked at you and I went back in time, I see you on the beach.
Yeah, but you said there was a woman.
The woman there, it could have been her mother. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, growing up, I thought anyone who lived far from the ocean is just crazy. You couldn't ever live like more than anything over an hour from the ocean. I couldn't fathom.
No, because you're
now you're in Nevada.
Well, because
in Death Valley. Yeah.
Oh God. Well, you know, Heidi,
far away.
The beach is part of who you are. The parrot is part of who you are. The macaw is part of who you are. And so you're not a norm person, but that's okay. You have
who
you
wants
know,
to be norm?
You're not norm. You're out of the box.
She's absolutely brilliant, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's great because nobody else is taking this on. You have the tenacity and the will to do it. You also have, you know, you're a celebrity of sorts.
So, absolutely.
And so I think this is a cause that you will get to where you need to go with it. I'm telling you, and I'm telling Sloan, you put something out there. It's those bags, those purses. If you can find how to do it,
bird
you know,
bags.
Just, you know, without
how about having bird to put, seed?
Like Monica Lewinsky. Remember she did those purses? I actually bought one.
Yeah. Cool. So I wanted, and
you
I wanted.
Do you remember she did that?
Yeah.
Supporting the other women is good too.
Yeah, and that you can be. I think you can raise some money at this if you can find a way to do it that it won't cost you an arm and a leg, and get some beautiful artwork or photos. Take some of yourself.
Easy. All that stuff is easy.
Your photos are amazing.
Ultimately, I would like in each state, which is not asking that much, to there be a park or someplace
for birds.
Parrots, captive parrots, could live free.
Well, we have roaming
Pasadena down here.
We have roam. We have everybody's parrots that escape their house, roam the city of Pasadena.
Yeah.
And while you're sitting on a little league field, all of a sudden this big whoosh of birds come through right in the, you know, eighth inning. And it's like, it's so cool though, because you're outside and there's the parrots, you know, mm-hmm. and they come through the arroyo all the time. I have them in my backyard. They're just all these free parrots and they're happy and they're very noisy.
Yeah, the ones from Busch Gardens, they live forever. We're like, wow, that was a long time they closed. So yes, Heidi, you've got a cause. You're going to do something with it. You will get your sanctuary.
Oh, maybe they're from Busch Gardens.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, there's something they down and set down, like, I don't know if you're in South Pass, wherever, but down there.
South Pass.
Yes,
has
covered with
but
them.
they're coming up here now, and I remember when the aviary opened up at the when we had Griffith Park was on fire and they had to let all the birds out because they would burn. My backyard was just covered with all these different species, but the parrots just showed up this year.
Yeah, and you know what? She has some amazing photographs. You've got to do something with those amazing photographs. Whether you do a table book or you put those on some
photos, are really cool.
Yeah,
she's got a lot. I didn't show you guys the pictures of the sick birds, but she has a lot of, you know, it's so sad because their feathers are missing and they're sick or they're blind. And, you know, it's really
they have
disgusting.
A lot of issues from being in cage.
It's terrible
for so long, as anyone would. I mean, if you had to spend 40, 50 years in one spot, you would have issues too.
I know.
I'm feeling
it's
like
true.
I better go open the jail doors.
You would bite.
Don't move around. Your phone's cutting out. Okay. Stand still.
Okay. Well, Heidi, I do feel this man who has a lot of money for causes will make sure it's legitimate, you know, as they have to do. And we'll give you a large sum of money to create your sanctuary.
Oh, cool.
I think you're going to be blessed by God, because I do see St. Francis helping you. It's not about being Catholic or Jewish, but this particular
St. Francis, yeah. send me a big philanthropist to chip in.
Absolutely. I'm going to put the word up there
for you,
Heidi.
We're going to manifest it for you, yes. Heidi. Okay, so you also wanted to know about somebody running for office. Didn't you have a question about that?
Oh, I wanted to see if maybe you had him on, if you could feel like it, if you could get a feeling about how it's going to go.
Go ahead.
Who is it?
Yeah, you have to tell us who it is.
It's my friend Dennis Hoff. He owns all the brothels in Nevada and has that show on HBO, The Cat House.
Oh, wow. I was picking up something about Washington and politics around you. I actually think, it's transparent what he does and how he does it, which was pretty, you know, I mean, if you're going to do that.
It's legal in Nevada.
Yeah, and it looks classy. I think he has a really good running chance. He should try his social media, of course. Got to get out there and shake hands. I think he has a good chance of winning. I'm almost positive. I've been able to predict a lot of
the Republican Party is, he's on the Republican ticket. He has their support big time.
Yeah.
And last week I had dinner with the Nevada head of Republican Party and him. And I want him to win because he's an animal lover.
Right.
He will help with some legislation to help parents.
Well, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that he has a good fighting chance. I'm telling you, 80%. If he just keeps out there and is transparent and is with the people, I don't know why he wouldn't win. He's done a lot of good also for the brothels to make sure they're safe and clean, I believe. So, you know what?
Yeah.
So I'm going for him.
Really?
Yes, he's buying the chicken ranch, and the girls get a part of the ownership.
Yes, because you know what? In the day they used to do that. They used to do it legally. And I think that if you're going to do it and do it right, well, I'm like, he's doing it right.
That's the right thing to do, though, to give the girls part ownership.
Some power,
yes.
You know, that's a really good businessman to do it. And it's good for women to give us our power.
And the thing is, if it's legal in the state, it has to be done the way he is. He is doing it proper. He's protecting the female from getting abused or taking advantage of. And I'm telling you, he's doing a good job
keeping
them
out of cages.
Yes.
Like Heidi.
Yes. So you know what, Heidi? I believe he's going to win. I hope so. And I'm gonna give my two thumbs up from. Yes.
I was thinking maybe he would be a good surprise guest for you guys, but we already blew it.
Well, we'll get different psychics. But that would be fun, though. Absolutely. We definitely want your contact list.
Yes.
Get some new blood in here.
I think he's a good one. And I don't know who else would do it, but I'm sure
you can come up with somebody.
I think you
know, Sheila Nevins, you know, she's just left HBO.
Yes, yes.
She's been there 40 years since the inception. She is HBO. She has, 12, 14 Academy Awards.
Wow.
She'd be a good one, a good guest, too. When she just announced, when she said that she's leaving, she said it's to pursue the rest of her life. I love that.
Right, I think it's great.
Damn, I wish for harassment.
Can I tell you one thing? I think the gentleman what was his name again, girls?
What's that?
What was the name of the one that's running for office?
Hoff.
Yes. Okay, I'm feeling very strongly that he's going to be an advocate way bigger than what he thinks in just his arena, because I think he's going to go to Washington, D.C. That's where I saw that Washington, D.C., something with Washington. And he will put this out there and will help with actually prostitution the way it is being run now to protect these women from staying out of those kind of situations. And that'll be nationwide. And his ideas, his advocacy, his way that he does it now where it is legal in this state, in Nevada, he will be able to do that for other states, and it will solve a lot of the problems that we're having today with it. Whether you believe in it or not, it needs to be done, because it's going to continue.
Right.
It's not going to stop. People are, it's
clearly
the way it is, you know?
I mean,
sex is sex.
And,
yeah,
and
so.
Especially with the climate of the sexual harassment, it's really on topic, because men, if you want it that bad, go pay for it and do it the right way. Don't sexually harass and intimidate and bully.
Right.
Absolutely.
Your interns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because we have to make it not so, such a weird, like, I think
sexuality people, still has to exist. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's the only thing that it just does. Yeah. Coffee.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I've read for a lot of people, and when they're inhibited and when they think it's something rather than nature, they become weird.
Abhorrent,
you know?
To the,
yes,
yeah.
And they
become
have
a Muslim.
Of, well, no, they just become,
did you just
look
say
at,
that?
They, what I
listen,
hear.
Listen, I'm not wearing the high collars. I'm going to show these babies when I feel like.
Of course
it.
You should.
And
you
I don't care. I but women are reacting and everybody's like on the Today Show has a they're up to here with their clothes and we're not putting off vibes. I'm putting off vibes.
I'm putting
if
off
I
vibes
can.
Too.
Yeah.
Till I'm dead.
But it's and if you want to make a living as a prostitute legally in Nevada and that's your job and you I have somebody else here. Uh-oh. Calling in.
Well, I'm an advocate for people that want to protect, and that's what he is, and I think he's going to do a good job. And when you take away what's natural, you become unnatural, and that's when the deviant comes,
perverted,
and that's when the crimes come.
Yeah, I mean, I think Heidi...
Yeah, you know what? And
go ahead.
I'm sorry. The way you phrase that is so pertinent to also the birds. You're taking away...
Yes.
What's
their freedom?
Yeah, right, it's really on, really a good statement.
Yeah, that's what I say because nature is nature, and when you try to inhibit it or take it away, people come very creepy and do weird things. And I've been exposed.
Right, it
to
all
that.
Goes underground.
Yes, but the work I do, I see it. I see what
it's not
going
to stop.
No.
You know,
no. Come on, you know what? If you want to do that and you want to,
no
do
one
it legally,
knows men's.
Fine.
Libido better than Heidi.
Oh,
Fleiss.
My. But I love how some of the stuff in Hollywood is kind of weird that you have to take it in context because,
yes,
like it seems that, some of the Harvey Weinstein, it seems like you promised him, you know, sleep with me and I'll help your career.
And that's a business decision. And that's fine.
Yeah. And they fuck with him and then they are super famous and got Academy Awards. And then all of a sudden they're crying out that rape.
They had to do it.
No, that's a business decision. If you're a woman and you and you want to suck whatever for whatever, that's your choice.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Actually, that is your choice.
No, it is.
I think good,
casting couch.
Good for the ones that did it. They it seems like they did really well.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. No, I agree.
I agree with you 100%.
I'm sorry I never did it. Damn.
Yeah, me too. I gotta go. I wonder if they take
I've been doing it with Drew for years though. It's kind of paying off. But
I don't know. You know what? If you're in a situation where you're locked in a room and you're getting raped,
that's
different.
Rape.
But I've been in situations.
No, I agree.
I started when I was 18 in LA.
My
in Hollywood.
We lost Heidi.
Yeah,
for
but
a
let
second.
Me tell you guys, I was someone who was propositioned.
Sorry, what was that?
When I started in Hollywood, when I was 18, I was propositioned all over the place. But I was like, hell no, bye-bye, and I ran. So by my choice, I didn't put myself in that kind of vulnerable situation.
Yeah, me neither. I was really, I was hard-ass, like, you know,
I was like, get lost.
I got hit on a lot. I was a bathing suit model, so it was just sort of like, nah. No, I mean, business is business. You know, when you don't want to be... perpetrated
yes,
upon.
Yeah, I heard all about you over the years.
Yeah, I mean, when
I
you're prancing around in a bathing suit,
wife.
You get it all day long, you know, and you get to a point where you just say no. But mm-hmm. but I think it's just a different generation where they're just not getting the fact that, you know, you can say no, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, they know that. They're just jumping on a bandwagon, that's some true. Of them. I mean, it's different if Harvey Weinstein attacks you in a corner and you can't get away than if he says, hey, I'll give you
I
this
if you
do I don't
believe that
this.
Happened, though.
Oh,
I don't
believe
it.
Okay.
He just showed up with his rope.
I don't think he physically raped someone. I believe that he made a deal, like, sleep with me and I'll help your career.
Yeah.
I believe that. I think
well,
I
Well, he put them in a bad position once they were in.
But well, I don't believe he, like, he, you know, like, you know, some women, you know, they're walking down the street and someone will pull them down to the ground and
right.
you know, hold them. That's different. I think with Harvey Weinstein, because look at, if he rapes me, I wouldn't take a photograph with him later.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, she's caught
money to shut up because.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you're perpetuating other people.
But you're a strong woman, and you're strong and focused. Some of these women are just coming at it from a very selfish perspective, I think.
Well, as a woman who's been in various situations, I got kidnapped in Switzerland, but I was a victim then, okay? But I got away because I have a loud scream, okay?
Mm-hmm. Good.
But let me tell you something. I've been in both sides of the coins, okay? And it's a scary position to be in. But I think on a psychic level, Harvey has some unnatural experiences himself. So he has low self-esteem, and the only way he could get his rocks off by putting in a position of power.
Weirdness.
So it's not even sex, Harvey. Let's get it. It's about power, baby. And these women fell prey.
Which is where we need to draw the line in business. And
I was around. He could have called me for beautiful girls.
Sure. Yeah, but he's been doing this.
He was doing the way he did it. You know?
Right. It's about power. It's not even about sex. I know that. I could feel whatever his early experiences were as a child or when he got into puberty, something's off. Okay, let's face it. Something's off. And his prey were these women that were vulnerable and wanted fame and money. So,
yes,
you know.
His prey are all A-listers. He has all the top.
That little nerdy guy.
Cream de la creme.
Well, hey, you guys, somebody else is on the line that I just recently met who might love this conversation. K.A., is that you? Hello. Oh, guys.
Hey, Sue.
How are you?
Good, baby. How are you?
She called a little bit early, but she's in a different time zone, so she didn't understand it was an hour late. But I'm so glad you called at this moment, because I'm on the line with Heidi Fleiss and Rebecca and Sloan. And this is one of my Bama Mama friends that I just went to the Bahamas.
Oh,
my Bahama Bama
Mama. Oh, you
mamas.
Did that. Was it fun?
Yeah. So,
oh Lord, y'all. It was fun.
I lived in the Bahamas for a while.
Oh my gosh, we went on a booze cruise with 50 Alabama mamas.
Oh wow, I love this song.
We literally, we got on this cruise and it was just like, you know, a nonstop, I hate to admit this, but a booze fest the entire time. But it was fun and everybody had a good time and nothing, you know, nothing bad happened, I promise.
We're all well hydrated.
So wait, it was like a big cruise. You went on one of those big cruises?
Yeah,
like
from Miami to the Bahamas, 3 nights with 50, 40 something mamas and the rest of them 27 year old guys. But you know, it's okay.
Wow, I didn't know those existed.
Yeah. Look what you've been missing.
Cougar hunt?
Yeah.
It's a cougar? Like a
exactly.
cougar ship?
It's a cougar cruise. Cougar cruise.
I love that. It's a booze cougar cruise.
It was good for your ego, to say the least. But yeah, so we were just talking about Harvey Weinstein, K.A., so just in case.
Oh, and here I come, y'all. Imagine that.
No, I love K.A. She has a lot of personality, and we're going to give her a psychic reading in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to know, like, if there's anybody in the spirit world, Heidi, that you want to talk to.
Some of my birds that died.
Oh.
Some of my birds along the way. That would be it.
You know, there's a bird flying around you with the name Couscous. I don't even know if you know that bird, but that bird is your spirit guide. And
that's
his name,
Choo Choo. That's my Chewy. I call her Choo Choo.
Maybe it's Choo Choo Cuckoo. Same thing.
Wow,
but anyway,
good eye.
Yeah, so that bird's flying around you, spirit bird now, and will guide you and help you in any way you need. I'm also seeing your grandmother, and I think it's your mom's mom that wants to help you. I don't have her name, but she thinks you're interesting, entertaining, and she said just loves you so much. And I don't know. Did you know your mom's mom? Mother?
Yeah, but they're not a big part of my life.
Maybe not in this lifetime, but now they are, because you've been a warrior and they love it, you know? You've been up, you've been down, you've been all around. And it takes a strong spirit to be able to handle that and not end up a cuckoo bird yourself, okay? So you're good. I mean, seriously, you know? They love you. They're supporting you now. They didn't really get to know you, but you're going to see some hummingbirds come close to you. And that's a sign, which is usually common. So don't be surprised when you're in an unusual place and a little bird, a hummingbird, comes right up to your face. And
can I ask you guys some personal questions? Like, okay, as psychics, how do you do your business? Do you like advertise and hourly reads in person, or like how do you do it?
Yes. I do hourly in person. I've never advertised. I've been doing it 37 years. It's just something you're born with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. People
you're
find
born. And you have you do a word of mouth or what?
Yeah,
is it?
Where I started as a teenager and word of mouth. I have clients from back then and they tell their people and their people tell their people or mm-hmm. whoever.
I think Heidi wants a psychic brothel now like me.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, because I was at one of Dennis's fundraisers. I said, Dennis, let's do a fundraiser mm-hmm. and we'll have some psychics there. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll offer readings.
It's you know where enough. To find them now. I got them. I got a whole list of them.
Heidi, I do them all the time. I do them all the time. Every big corporate,
I wanted to be a cool fundraiser. I said, we'll have like a blackjack tournament with, you know, a $5,000 win.
This is how our mind works.
Prize and, you know, I want to do a cool fundraiser, not like just a boring dinner. And mm-hmm. Dennis is going to get he every year he has his birthday party with the owner of the Lakers, the basketball team. They have their birthday. And they, last year, this past, I think, September, they had it and Hell's Kitchen cooked for them and they had a killer party.
Sounds good to me. So just get us on the ticket
yeah,
there,
the
Heidi.
The fundraiser should be like that.
Yeah,
it
sure.
It should be the same kind of atmosphere.
Well, it's
like,
gonna,
let's get some good psychics yeah. there. Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's going to draw a lot of people because I do a lot of those. And every year, they just love it and they're very, very popular. So you get a group. You don't want just one. You want a group because it's easier than on the psychic and you will have a lot of people come just because of the psychics. So
okay, Heidi,
yeah.
that's going to be, mm-hmm. you're going to invite us. We're coming. We're all getting in the van and driving to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you're going to do the fundraiser.
The psychic and, bus.
Cause I'm serious. Last weekend at the dinner sure. with the head of the Republican Party, I was asking him about the turnout and stuff so I can know how many psychics because
mm-hmm. I've got about 20.
You'll have no lack of psychics.
Usually when you do readings at parties, I've found I keep them to 12 minutes a person because there's usually like 5 hours worth of reading.
Right,
so
right. So get
it's
a lot
like
of
every
psychics.
12 minutes that's how I do
we
it.
We don't no, come cheap real. Though,
exactly.
Heidi.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Like, my girls are premium.
But I will tell you this, Heidi. Heidi, I don't talk for the other ones, but I talk for myself.
Yeah,
I come
the pimple
no
for
charge.
Oh, my God.
I come
love
no
it.
Charge. I'm calm. I'll
just give
her
some money and wow. roll the dice.
I just do it for the adventure.
I'm sorry.
So anyways, we're being hoodwinked by the next callers, and I hope that this was a positive experience for you guys. Yeah, the Bama Mama ladies are coming in.
Oh, there they are.
But I want to thank you.
Thank you
and
for
I want,
having me.
I want you to mention the parrot organization here in Los Angeles.
I work with parrots first. So any money that any
parrots first. And we'll.
Justice.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we're going to put parrots first on the website so everybody can go there. We're going to put pictures of the birds up there. And then when.
Yeah. And it's parrotsfirst.org.
Okay. All right. And so also, you'll be in our prayers. Hope everything goes well. And we'll touch base with you again very soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Go back and kiss some birdies.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. It was fun.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Facebook Live.
There's so much energy in that woman's soul. I'm telling you, I want to start a segment on This Life called What Would Heidi Say? Bob Forrest loves her. He wants to put her in rehab here in L.A., and I think that it would be a brilliant idea because she's so incredible. So, all right, we are going to wrap this one up.
Okay.
And I thank everybody for listening and hope that you find Rebecca at RebeccaFearing.com and Sloan Bella at SloanBella.com. And Rebecca's going to be on The Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have some new guests calling in a little bit. So just stay in touch and go to @FirstLadyLove on Twitter. Find me at Susan Sailor Pinsky on Facebook. Like me, follow me, tell a friend, and we'll do more of these. Kind of just throwing some stuff into the can right now, so it's not my video stuff is kind of on the DL, and I want you guys to listen to the podcast because when you log in and you download the podcast on your phone or you subscribe on iTunes, if you don't listen to it, I don't get credit. So the new Libsyn plan is even if you have, let's say, 10,000 subscribers, if only 1,000 people push the button and for 2 minutes, then only that's all the credit I get. So go ahead and just push the button and listen for the first 3 minutes at least.
Even and if get you're the not, hell out. Yeah.
Let me know you're there. I know you're going to get back to it later. And then we do also still have the app. A lot of stuff is behind the paywall. It's $1.99 a month. And that I just, you know, appreciate all your patronage. Go to drdrew.com. Find us on the player there. We actually have a little spot in the down lower corner. And we're also at Susan Saylor, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, where you can get our cast of clairvoyance. If you forget anybody's name, you want to go in my list of clairvoyants, you can click on the button and get right to their website and get a psychic reading. So
can I say one thing real
yes,
quick?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I have a show called Dancing with Ghosts. It's on Wednesday, and on Wednesday night we're live now. We're doing a psychic tea party. Join us, send in your pictures with your tea leaves, and I will read them for you.
Ah, cool.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. I was at a party last night with my girlfriends, and we were all talking about how when you reach that certain age, all things start changing. Changes in libido, energy, and metabolism. And then there are hot flashes. Bergafem actually helps me with the hot flashes. Bergafem is an all-natural dietary supplement made with the extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is also known to have properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Additionally, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. What makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for about a year now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido, and a serious reduction in hot flashes. Between that and what I know it can do for my cholesterol and blood pressure, I'm sold. It's safe, all natural, and there are no side effects. For a limited time, our listeners can save 10% on their order by entering code DrDrew at checkout on drdrew.com. That's DrDrew. To learn more about Bergafem, please also visit bergamet.com. That's bergamet.com today.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyance. Calling Out.